Okay, I'm going to go through just for a few points of the halachas of slichas. Obviously, you cannot slichas saying kaddish at the beginning requires a minyan. So, if there's not a minyan, when you get you finish asherei, you will continue saying the slichas, which can be the paragraphs which can be said. You continue on. When you get a minyan, you would say the kaddish at that point in time. This is all the way up to the point before you're getting to the vidui. So, you've already said the vidui. Already, you would not be saying the kaddish at the end. You can say the kaddish at the end, but not the kaddish at the beginning. If a person's davening bechidus, or he's davening with a tzibur, but he's behind. So when they get to the yugimel midas harachamim, the person should say along with the tzibur. If the paragraph before yugimel midas harachamim, the kemelech or the kelelech hapayim, the person can skip where he's at and say that paragraph with the tzibur as well. He does not have to. It's up to him to choose what he wants to do. Both of those paragraphs, the paragraph of Hashem Hashem, the Yergim Yidush HaRachamim, should be said standing. The paragraph of Keler HaPayim, because it's an introduction into the Yergim Yidush HaRachamim, should also be said standing. Obviously, the other place where we stand during Slichas is when the Oren is open. That's our minhag to do that. And there's a standard minhag that many people stand for Slichas also. A person's not feeling well, a person feels weak, a person obviously can be seated for most of Slichas except for those parts which have to be said standing. When the tzibur says Tachanun, we mentioned this before, that if there is a preferred in halacha, that a person should say Tachanun together with the tzibur. She's doing the Filas Apayim together with the tzibur. That halacha that you should do in the Filas Apayim together with the tzibur is actually does not have to be the paragraph that the tzibur is saying. You should do the act in the Filas Apayim at the same time as the tzibur. That does mean that the chazan, when he finishes off the paragraphs before Tachanun, should say it out loud so the tzibur knows it's time to say Tachanun, and the tzibur should be saying the Tachanun together. Then you can either skip to that paragraph and go back to where you were, or you could say the paragraph that you're at in the position of the Filas Apayim. A person davening b'yichidus, the tefillas which you have at the end, which are said in Aramaic, a person should skip those tefillas. The tefillas of Aramaic are only said together with the tzibur. So if you're together with the tzibur, you would say them. If you're behind the tzibur, you do not need to skip to say them. And by the time you catch up, the tzibur is finished, you would skip those paragraphs. You would go to the end part of the slichas. Have a good morning.